Annual forages can provide summer grazing opportunities. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Nebraska Extension Beef System Specialist Mary Drunowski says that Sudan grass can be a great option for summer grazing.
It yields a little less if you're trying to just ton it out for hay, but it regrows better after grazing. So on a grazing situation, we typically see actually a little bit more grazing from it than sorghum Sudan. And there's kind of a little bit of a bonus in that it's lower prussic acid. So it has a little bit less risk when you're grazing those smaller plants.
In trials at Nebraska Extension, she says they grow rye grass first till about the end of May and then plant Sudan grass. And once it has grown enough to graze, they have been putting cow-calf pairs and stocker feeders out there.
Both of those classes of cattle, we grazed on the rye first, and then we took them off. We took them over to perennial pasture. So in our case, smooth brome grass, let them graze for that month to 40 days, and then came back to our annual field. So with the Sudan grass, honestly, with all annuals, I suggest you rotationally graze. I realize it's a lot of work to put up fences in a crop field, but I think it is more than worth it because your whole goal with annuals is to keep them vegetative. So keep them young and keep them growing quickly and keep them very high quality.
She says rotationally grazing cattle like this will 9 times out of 10 perform really well.
We did peak lactation cows who we were breeding out on the Sudan grass, and they maintained condition and their calves gained actually 2.5 pounds a day. So they had, like, they were started out about 70 days of age, and we went for about 70 days on the grazing. And so those calves gained actually about 4.4 pounds more than calves who were actually on cows out on our perennial pasture. So the quality is really good.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.